Paul Gregory looked out and saw red cheeks, people shuffling their feet, shivering, doing what they could to stay warm. Though dressed in thick winter coats, hats and gloves, with the temperature hitting -3°C, it was still uncomfortable for those in attendance at Friday's groundbreaking for a new supportive housing building in Acton. It is a chilling reality for many people unable to find housing. It's a cold day and a not-so-subtle reminder of the people we are working with are on the streets currently, said Gregory, the executive director for Support House, which provides housing, services and support. Construction is already underway on the two-story building on Maria Street in Acton. When completed in 12 to 14 months, it will provide 12 one-bedroom apartments. It will also include a common area and space to provide on-site support. Halton Region is contributing $3.94 million, almost half of the $8 million cost, while the federal government provided $2 million in funding through its Reaching Home program as well as funding through two other programs. It is by the participation of all the levels of government and fabulous nonprofit organizations such as Support House that ensure that this kind of housing that we have all talked so much about actually happens, said Halton Hills Mayor Ann Lawler. I'm so proud and so happy that this is happening in Acton and in Halton Hills. We are much better for it. Support House Executive Director Paul Gregory addresses the audience at the groundbreaking for the Maria Street Supportive Housing Building. Milton MP Adam Van Cooverden said he grew up in cooperative housing after his parents divorced when he was young. He said when his mother lost her job when the project she was working on was cut, the support was necessary. Supportive housing is a necessity. Housing is a human right, he said. We need to build housing that people can afford, that people can access, so that everybody can afford to live a full and fulfilling life. A study by the Center for Addiction and Mental Health showed that supportive housing and peer support programs save money in healthcare, social service and justice. The most effective strategies for addressing housing instability focus on providing comprehensive support, prevention and housing-led solutions, Gregory said. Investment in supportive housing will result in overall cost savings at all levels of government. Regional Chair Gary Carr said Halton Region has built 1,180 supportive housing units in the past 10 years. Gregory said although the new building will help, there is still a long way to go to ensure housing is available for everyone. We could fill this building today. We could have filled it 4 years ago, Gregory said. It's a drop in the bucket to what we need in terms of supportive housing, but we're making a dent in it.